Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me for being a bit sexy this evening. This is Miss Controversy Bird on the Vibrate and Elevate show. So excited to be here tonight talking about love, sex, and wordplay. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. And, you know, here on the show every Sunday, well, almost every Sunday, let me correct that, almost every Sunday, it's myself and Miss B. Marie in the building coming to raise your frequency so high that you'd be blessed all week. So what's going on, Miss B. Marie? How are you? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the call.
Yes, yes. It's good to be in the building. I am doing lovely. You know, it's super sexy playoffs in my house. So the playoffs are getting revved up. The NBA playoffs, that is. So I'm excited. And, you know, I need to find a baller real quick. But
real quick.
I am doing well. How are you, Ms. Controversy?
Listen, I'm feeling very mellow over here on this Mother's Day. Had the opportunity to spend some quality time with my mom today. And I called all the special mothers that I could. I still got a few more to go before the night is over. So I'm feeling very, very grateful today, very grateful this evening, actually. And I'm happy to be talking about tonight's topic as we get ready to bring our guests on shortly later on in the show, pertaining to mothers, pertaining to this whole feminine energy that's going on right now, talking about love, sex, and wordplay. So tonight I'm interested to see, you know, a male's point of view, ladies and gentlemen, as it relates to love, sex, and wordplay, and to see what we have to say when it comes to self-expression relating to emotions and this, all of this stuff that people are always so scared to talk about or express, you know? So considering that mothers have to do a deed, you understand, a divine deed, to become a mother, you know, I find it very timely. I find it it's going to be insightful this evening as we get into some of this sex, love, and wordplay this evening. So I'm elated over here. I have some imaginary plum wine that I'm sipping on because I didn't get a chance to go to the store. So, you know, some imaginary grandma, yay. And all of that, as I usher in the sexy and the lovely vibe that we're working with this evening. And Z Marie, I also want you to know we're gonna have another special guest on the line besides our feature, who is no stranger to the show, okay, and no stranger to love, sex, and wordplay. And tonight we're gonna be having Miss Katie Ann on the line, Star General of katiescloset.com.
I like this woman, yes.
Hold on, let me give her a proper introduction.
Please bow down.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, Star General. Star General Katie Ann, are you in the building?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Hi, hello, beautiful ladies. Hello, hello, hello.
Katie!
Hey.
It's too much. It's too much on the phone right now. Y'all got to get down. What a shot!
Sometimes we so high.
Where are the
shots?
Where are the shots?
Let me tell you what happened to the shots. I
no.
didn't have my papers right. I didn't know that it had a couple bodies on that gun. Right. No, let me stop playing because the listeners might be like, what? No, my audio, since we haven't been on and we've been on this sabbatical, this hiatus, and we're still on it. We just came back for a quick second. But this, since we've been away and after having come back, I don't know what happened to our audio files. Literally, it's like 3 audio files in here. And
oh, no.
I'm gonna see what happened to them. Like they're all gone. So my shots. I don't even know what kind of gun that was. I want to say it was a rat-a-tat-tat, whatever that is. And for all you gun connoisseurs out there, it wasn't a toot toot toot. It wasn't that one. It was the rat-a-tat-tat. It was that one. So yeah, I'm gonna be getting the shots because we're gonna need them on every call because we might have to shoot something down. You understand me? So as we move forward with all of our energy, Katie Ann is on the call because she shoots down this fashion thing. For those of you that don't know, Katie's Closet.com, of course, sells accessories and clothing, divine clothing, okay, sexy clothing, erotic clothing, all right, but she's also a fashion consultant. So she does shoot down the foolishness. So to the moms out there that need to understand the purpose of a makeover, Katie Ann is the queen for the job. So Katie Ann, if you could tell us a little bit more about what you do, and also just put your personal spin on our topic relating to love, sex, and wordplay, and how fashion and our expression through fashion can definitely usher in the type of erotic atmosphere that we want.
Okay. Well, it's very nice of you to invite me back on the show. You know, I love Vibrate and Elevate and everybody on it. Hello.
Thank you.
My name is Katie. I am the owner of Katie's Closet. And basically what I do is I cater to your fashion needs with a unique sense of style. That's what I do. I do consulting work if you're interested in changing the way you look from the inside out. I have a team of people that I work with, and we can help you to do that if you're open to it, because some people are not too open to it, but we can, you know, take baby steps to get where we need to go. In regards to the topic, what does come off on the top of my head is, you know, we as women, when we're happy, I like to call it our happy place, like when we're with someone and the love is in the air and it's butterflies in the stomach and we get so comfortable and laid back. Sometimes, not all of us, but some of us, we tend to let ourselves go. And it's really important that we stay attractive for ourselves and for our mate because, you know, there's always somebody younger, cuter, richer, more educated. There's always something
thinner
going on out there. And we definitely want to be a better version of ourselves every single day. I would definitely say for yourself first, because I am definitely on woman power, you know what I'm saying? But you definitely want to stay attractive for yourself and for your mate. Sometimes, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've dated a guy before, and he used to feed me, and the next thing I know, I'm like, wait a minute, where did I put on the 20 pounds? How old am I? Oh, no. How long? I need to get on this chick. And that's not like a blow to anybody. I'm not trying to disrespect anyone or offend anyone. But the truth of the matter is how they met you is how they liked you. Whether you were plus size, whether you were medium, whether you were small, whatever the situation is, like you definitely, even if you did put on some weight, you definitely want to keep yourself attractive. You guys go on a date night and you're in the flip-flops and a pair of jeans. That's not cute. Put on them stilettos. Put on a nice, sexy blouse and let him remember what he has. You understand? And that goes for the men, too. Because some of y'all, you know, some of y'all, you know, you get comfortable. The next thing you know, you got the beer gut. You don't want to put your clothes on. What happened to the button-downs and the jackets that we used to wear? So you just going to wear that holy T-shirt? Okay, I see what's going on. So, you know, men, you definitely want to stay attracted to your woman, too, because, again, there's always someone better looking, better educated, got a whole bunch of stuff going on, and, you know, you definitely want to be attractive for each other. So that's what I would definitely say in regards to, like, the topic. Just keep yourself looking fresh and nice for yourself first. I definitely want to make sure I put that out there for yourself. You look good, you feel good, okay? And then, of course, you definitely want to stay attractive to your mate.
That's what's up. Hey, guys, Katie, and you're going to, and Z Marie, you're going to laugh at this, but, you know, it's an association right now, especially amongst our generation, like this whole Rick Ross appearance. Well, now, you know, because of the Paris, he lost a lot of weight. But prior to him losing the pounds, he was a big dude, a big thickums, you understand? And I heard someone say, Pharrell Checks, one of my friends on Facebook, he made a post, and he was like, wow, we're letting ourselves go. You know, health is so important. And a girl responded saying, wait a minute, my baby has a ball of belly. Like, what's wrong with a ball of belly? And I'm like, a ball of belly? No, what that is a Dunlap, like, way over the belt line. Like, no, that's not even ball of cute. Because if you got your wealth going on, your health needs to be the number one thing of most important. And so that is a correlation to feeling great. When you feel good on the inside, it's gonna permeate through everything that you do, your smile, your walk, and all of that. So in regards to love, sex, and wordplay, you want that wordplay in your ear? Katie Ann is hitting it on the head. She's like, wait a minute, don't let yourself go. It's not about the other people. It's about you first.
It's about you.
It's about you
definitely.
First.
Definitely. And, you know, I heard someone, a woman say, in conversation in passing, I heard a woman say once, oh, well, you know, women don't dress for themselves. They dress for other women. I don't think that's true. I mean, maybe for some women, but I can't speak for the masses. But you definitely, and I think I've shed some light on this in shows in the past, you definitely want to shine through your own personality where your clothes is concerned. You should never worry about other people, but you definitely want to be appropriate depending on where you're going. I'm sure you're not going to wear a strapless, see-through blouse to church. You know what I mean? Use your confidence.
Wait a minute. The church I went to, what you said?
I think you're about to say something.
Oh, wait a minute, Tasha. Listen, I need some prayer. No, but you're right. You're right. It's a time and place for certain types of fashion. And this is why I actually brought you on the show, is I need you to teach us a little bit more about sexy, a little bit more when it comes to fashion, like what's going on in the fashion world as it relates to sexy and your eyes.
Okay, I'm glad you said it. My eyes was like, let me tell you something. Sexy, you could have five different women in a room and all of them could classify sexy as five different things. You know, sexy is not even the way you particularly look. It's your attitude. You know what I mean? It's who you are. Like, if you know that you, listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm not a person that likes to show a lot of skin. I love jackets and I like long dresses. Now, some women might look at that and say, oh, but she ain't sexy. But, honey, I feel sexy in this jacket with this fly collar. You can't tell me nothing. I feel sexy in this nice fitted long maxi dress. You understand what I'm saying? So it really starts with you and your confidence and what you like. You don't have to necessarily be naked or, you know, dressed a certain way to feel sexy. It's all in your delivery. It's the way you walk. It's how you feel, the way you carry yourself. So that's individually, you know, it's different for everybody. Now, in the fashion world, what's really in right now is a lot of maxi dresses. You know, we're about to go into the summer, so a lot of people are bringing out those summer dresses and those nice halter tops and maybe like a really like sheer sweater. You know, I don't know if you guys see what's going on, but a lot of nice jewelry, like neck pieces are in, the chunky ones, you know what I mean? So the stackable bangles, things of that nature. So there's a lot of stuff that's in, but you got to, you know, kind of pick out what you like personally.
Well, Z Marie, and I myself, I'm going to answer this as well. What you got going on that you know in regards to your fashion, in regards to love, sex, and wordplay, and this whole erotic energy that we have going on, what is one of your sexiest go-to pieces in your closet or your favorite?
For me, I love to have my arms out, and I like the chest area, not necessarily because I have enough titty in titty land to not have to push it up or necessarily show it, but I like a nice neckline. I love the neck. I think it's so very beautiful. And I like a nice necklace and like a lower neckline shirt. Again, it doesn't have to necessarily be a cleavage shirt, but just kind of a dip in the neckline is something that I go to as feeling really sexy and flirty. And I also love a good red lip. I love a good lipstick, especially I have full lips. And it's funny because I remember talking to a light-skinned girl. It's actually my sister's best friend. And I was telling her that black, dark-skinned people have no business wearing red lipstick. And she was like, oh, my God, you sound like my mom. Like, that's such an old-school idea. And then I just start finding the right shades of red. And we all know how bogus that was because the right shades of red look outstanding on dark skin. And so I love a nice red lip now. So, you know, we grow up. We evolve. That's what the Vibrate and Elevate show is all about. And so I like a nice, you know, lip color and a lower neckline. And for me, ladies, I can't really get with the high heels, but I mean, I got 2.5 inches in me.
That's right.
So if I have on a nice little 2.5 inch heel, not a wedge, but a nice little
kitty.
Heel.
That's right.
First of all, my niece who wants to go to school for fashion would kill me if I wore a kitten heel. She thinks that is so ridiculous. So 2.5 inches is not actually a kitten. It's more like a 1 inch or 1/2 inch that's kitten. But I like the kitten heel, but apparently that's dating me because my younger niece is like, girl, sit down, have several feet with that kitten heel.
That's what I would say.
But I completely agree with Katie Ann in terms of your attitude because if y'all know me, y'all don't know this, but I'm going to tell you, like, I'm very good, you know, behind the closed door. And a part of that is all because I feel sexy. It's because I feel sexy. I'm an excellent kisser. It's because I feel like kissing is a beautiful thing. I feel connected to it. So I completely agree with this attitude first, how you feel.
Awesome. I love that. And, oh, by the way, the 2-inch heel thing, there is nothing wrong with that. Hello. I don't even like
at
really
work
large heel either.
I don't know how these women be. I applaud them. I'm
more
not a
power
female
to
hater. I applaud women with the stilettos. I don't be like, why she got on stilettos? I applaud it, but I know I can't do it.
Okay, applause for the kitten heels and applause
for
the stilettos. Okay.
The kitten heel game versus the stiletto game.
You know? Kitten heel gang on the hill. What's the highest heel do you feel comfortable in, LaToya?
You know what? I'm looking at that. Looks like a 5. I don't know. That might be a 5 over there. I'm looking at my closet, and any heel that has a nice platform, I believe the heel doesn't matter as long as the platform is supported. And nice and strappy. I like straps. I had a gentleman make a comment that he thinks that my fashion taste deals with, you know, this whole dominatrix thing. And I was like, what? Where you get that from? And he's like, well, you wear a lot of things dealing with straps. And I was like, well, maybe. And then, you know, I'm self-reflecting, like, maybe I do. Maybe that's my sexy thing. Because I love a pointed heel with a strap around the ankle. I think that's really sexy in regards to energy, anything that's, you know, pointy I like. I like the pointed nails. I don't wear nails. I don't even wear fingernail polish, but I like that. I think that's cute.
And I also I like wearing my hair up to expose my neck and feeling the way that I feel and the light that comes out. I'm with you, ladies, is that it's the energy that you carry is what
definitely
sexy, is what, you know, erotic, is what, it's what you, your expectation. Your expectation
yeah.
of yourself and your confidence, like Z Marie said, behind closed doors. If you guys were listening to that song that I opened with, it was an instrumental, but that T.I. and Chris Brown, I was about to say Chris Rock, that T.I. and Chris Brown track, please, somebody download that today. Like, you need to listen to that
song.
What's
it called?
Really
I didn't
sexy.
Catch it. What's it called?
It's called Take It Off, I believe.
Oh,
girl,
hey, I will definitely download that.
It's
girl,
really
you don't need all them clothes,
fun.
Girl.
You know, and so yeah, it's like it's so much that goes into the atmosphere, setting the tone,
definitely.
And to the mothers that are out there, you got to know what your hot tickets are. You got to know what your buttons are. It's nothing
mm-hmm.
like. Not being able to convey what you want to the other person. This is This is what wins wars, people. When you let somebody know what it is that is really you know, a hot ticket for you. So women out there, in regards to love, sex, and wordplay, say what you want for one. I can't stand a scary. Big, you understand. I can't stand it scary anything. So please say what's on your mind and have fun with it. And just look forward to having that type of interaction with you and the person who you're intimate with or whoever you're vibing with at that time. I think that we count off or we discount words, and we shouldn't. Words have so much power, and as it relates to,
yes.
to love and sex and this whole intimate atmosphere, that's
yes.
everything. What you say with your look, what you say with your clothes. And women, I advise you to find a guy friend, somebody that's neutral, somebody that's not trying to holler on the low, someone that can really offer, you know, an educated, you know, response. You value their opinion. Because sometimes we can get wrapped up in our whole own world, and we never get the opportunity to see it from the opposite sex points of view. You know what I mean? We never get
mm-hmm.
insight of, wow, what would a guy really think? So this is very personal for me, because sometimes I miss the boat on how somebody might interpret, you know, something as simple as my fashion. You know, I think
a few
weeks ago, Z Marie, I don't know if you remember this, a few weeks ago on the show, I was sharing, you know, I had to check somebody at work because they was trying to say some sideways stuff about what I was wearing, and they were implying that basically that I was being too sexy at work. But
mm-hmm.
I took that because it is a time and a place, because if somebody like that, you know, interpreted, you know, my slacks, you know, she called them jeggings, and I almost had to, you know, jeg her. Like, I was like, but I had to remember that the Four Agreements, the wonderful book, you should get it, told me don't take things personal. So, you know, I internalized that, and I said, wait a minute, if she's thinking, you know, that I'm being too sexy, maybe somebody else, maybe the kids are, like, and that wasn't even my intention. So you do need some outside, you know,
right,
input
right.
sometimes, no matter what it is, whether it's work, whether it's behind closed doors, because, okay,
mm-hmm.
so Z Marie know without a doubt that behind closed doors, she's working it. Because she's not blocking anything. She's allowing everything to flow. But what about that woman that doesn't allow things to flow? You can look at Katie-Ann, you tell me, you can look at a room full of women and pick out who has issues, who has confidence
yeah.
issues. And so you know, in regards to raising the frequency, which we strive to do every show, And even though the topic is fun and flirty right now, it's really deep. Like, it's a lot of black women, because I know a lot of black women, and it's a lot of women in general, like, suffering because that frequency on the love, sex, and wordplay, it's not there. It's not there because they're blocking it. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to get something out there. Something that I kind of had to deal with the other day. I had a mother. She's my new client, yay, for Katie's Closet. She is in a very weird place in her life right now where she feels like she's a brand-new mom, and her child just turned 1 year old, and she feels like she's not sexy. And, you know, we sat down, we talked, and she was like, I feel like I get enough sleep. Is there so much going on? And blah, blah, blah. And when we sat down and we kind of, you know, I kind of looked at certain things and I looked at her schedule. I said to her, and I, of course, you know, I got into her closet, y'all. And you know that part is the hard part. But when I look at her closet, I'm like, the person that you used to dress like and how you dress now is so dramatically different. What happened? Because she's actually smaller than she was before she got pregnant. She's lost all the weight. She's really good looking, but for some reason, her confidence is at an all-time low. She does not feel sexy. So I told her to get a picture of how she looked before she had a child, and then I told her to get a, you know, I'm going to take a picture of her right now. I have had her put something on. I took a picture of her, and I put the pictures next to each other. And she was like, wow, I didn't even realize I'm a lot smaller than I was before I had the baby. And I said, exactly. I was like, what is it about? Why is there a lack of confidence there? And she was like, I don't know. You know, I just feel like I'm a mom now. Maybe I can't dress that way anymore. And I'm like, listen, that's society. That's all society. If this is the way you feel comfortable dressing, then you continue with that. You understand what I'm saying? And I also want to bring up, LaToya, something you said earlier that just kind of made me just itch just a little bit. Maybe because I know you personally, but when you went to work and that lady said to you, well, maybe you're absolutely right. Your attitude regarding, you know, maybe I should think about it. That was a very mature answer for you to think about it after the fact. But let me just explain something to you guys. Everybody's perception is different. Everyone. Mm-hmm. So you have some people. Okay, let's say, for instance, I might wear pants to work every day. As soon as I wear a skirt, and the skirt might be just a little bit above my knee or, you know, under my knee, but the fact of the matter is I'm now stepping out of what they usually see, and I'm wearing a skirt. Oh, my God. Like, what's going on? You're just, it's too much. Now, if it's something like that, now I'm just like, listen, get your life, please. Have several seats. Sit down somewhere. You have to know what to take away from a conversation and what to say, you know, what to stick, what makes sense. And I say that because I know LaToya personally, and she's not the type of person to wear a lot of – she doesn't show a lot of flesh. She doesn't. So I can't really picture her wearing jeggings to work. You know, you have some
you
women out
me?
There
so,
that
look,
are –
look, when she said
yeah,
that
– you know?
When she said that, I was just like, is that a jab? You know what? Don't respond. Get your ice on. Be intentional – you know, intentionally camouflage your emotions right now because – you don't know what that is over there. And so,
exactly.
You know, I just took it. And you have to do those things when you're interacting with others. And so that's why I thought it was so timely in regards to all the things that we've been talking about. And in regards to self-expression when it comes to, you know, erotic expression with your fashion, katiescloset.com is where you need to be at, people. So please, right now, if you're tuned in online, just open up a new tab. Check out katiescloset.com. That's K-D-E-Z, closet.com. And please buy something. I just bought a choker with some change, and it's, yeah, very dominatrix type stuff. So I guess that dude was right. So listen, I see that we have our featured guest in the call queue, ladies and gentlemen.
It's about
to
get complex.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy to have him on a call this evening promoting his new CD that's coming out. And let me just say this. This brother is definitely a professional in his craft, and that's hard to find these days. You can come across all types, especially in the poet realm. You know, anybody can be throwing that phrase around, but I love the fact that this brother is a professional, and his resume, as Z Marie stated on Facebook, was like, wait a minute, you know, who is this cat again? Have you seen the resume? Have you seen the bio? And
how could you not have
seen? Impressive.
How could you not have heard?
But impressive. And you know what? I want to do something, and I hope he doesn't mind. I want to go ahead and play his audio. I'm going to see if that's okay with him. I'm going to open his line in just a second. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here tonight exclusively promoting this Love, Sex, and Wordplay new CD, Erotic Boutique Collection, that's coming out by the renowned musician, poet, writer, educator, performer, Mr. Complex. All right, Mr. Complex, thank you so much for being on the call with us this evening. How are you? Peace and welcome. Your line is open. Can you hear us? All right. He might be somewhere doing some Langston Hughes and Most Deaf stuff, but his line is open. I'm going to go ahead and play his piece. And this is called Rain Dance.
I like it when it rains. Let's stay inside tonight. I want to play inside your paradise. Wine on ice, paradise, low lights, nice. With two hands, place my face in that wet fire between your thighs. Open wide while I die. Open wide while I die. I might be a while. Is that alright? Yeah.
Ladies, is it raining where you're at? Because that was dope. Queens on the line.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. I was gonna say y'all too quiet.
I love it.
No. I mean, you know, he got the lock. He got the voice. So I see what he's doing. I see what he's trying to pull.
Oh, he's pulling it, child. He pulled it.
Mr. Love, Sex, and Wordplay is in the building. Mm-hmm. How are you, Mr. Complex?
I am strong. I'm feeling very good right now.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very
much.
It's pleasure to be here.
Listen, I gave you a wonderful introduction. I thought that you called from your 305 number, and that was actually one of the callers. And I'm throwing all this love out, and it was a different caller. So I'm going to rewind, and I'm going to let the callers know who we have on the line. I was sharing with them that you are the most professional poet that I've ever met with, I believe, over 15 years in the poet game. Doing this thing full time, and so now coming to 2015, putting out a CD. I cannot wait for it. Love, Sex, and Wordplay, the Erotic Boutique Collection of renowned musician, poet, writer, educator, and performer. Listen, the list goes on and on. Z Marie was going on Facebook about your resume, about your locks, about your words, that voice, all of that, and so. We're excited to have you on the call tonight.
Yes, yes.
Don't be bringing it. It was raining. Like it's a category 5 right now. So we're experiencing a feeder band where we're taking a break because that was a lot just now on your little rain.
And if
day.
You don't know what the feeder band, the wetness. I'm a back up. I just heard feeder band.
Go ahead, Z Marie. What is the feeder band?
That's when it always stay wet. Okay. This man is a professional. This man is a professional poet, and we're so happy to have you on. Tell us something. Tell us how you do what you do.
How I do what I do. Well, thank you again. It's a pleasure to be here. Miss Bird and your whole crew, appreciate y'all for having me on. How I do what I do? Well, the simplest way to answer that would be to say, you know, I am I'm a lover, and I love love, you know, and so I like to write about love to the next level, do things that have been done before, but in a different way, in a more intense way, just heighten whatever it is that you've experienced before. We can always take it to another level. And I love love. I love women. I love black women. Unapologetically, I'm in love with black women. So, you know, my energies are directed towards uplifting her and taking her places she's never been. So, you know, it's a pleasure to do what I do. So how I do what I do is just with, from, about, and to love. I don't know how to answer that.
No, you answered it, and it makes sense because a lot of what I saw on Mr.
Keep On Moving.
MrKeepOnMoving.com, a lot of the songs that I heard, I noticed that it was like the black woman was the theme, you know, not just a character, but also a theme. And so that was very interesting to me. Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is true. It's the truth you're speaking. But that's what's up.
Oh, absolutely. That's all I know. You know, it's my truth. So I'm always gonna put my truth out there, and I'm thankful that my truth has been received by sisters, you know, around the country and around the world, and I'm very thankful for that because it's not too much of my type of truth is being put out there. Like I'm very authentic with mine. Like I'm genuine with mine. So you know, when it's received, it makes me feel really good. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Listen, love, sex, and wordplay. And as you both are, you know, mentioning about black women and love, you know, I can definitely see the black woman not receiving as much love as she deserves. So when a brother like you is in the building anywhere,
I can imagine the magnetic field that you're operating, okay? Because it's apparent, and it's sad. It really is sad. And so right now on the show on Vibrate and Elevate, I'm going to ask you, in your professional career right now, can you educate and teach other brothers how to value the things that they love? Because I see this being an epidemic right now, especially when it comes to expression. A brother, let alone who values the black woman, one, and then two, knows how to express it. Three, knows how to teach it and show it. What? Like, you're such the anomaly right now. And I need you to replicate fast.
Well, I tell you, some things can be taught and some things cannot. If you have a desire to do what I do, to express how I express in that lane, then it can definitely be taught, you know. And I just want to say that, it's a two-sided thing because, you know, a lot of black women, and I'm going to be honest about it, because I embrace the whole black woman, not just the beauty of her, but her struggle, not just her petals, but her thorns. You know, the black woman is a challenge. She's challenging to love sometimes, you know what I mean? The black man has put her through so much, and the black woman has not necessarily recovered as well as, you know, as more often times she could, would, and should. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of hurt in the black community, you know. And we need to understand that and be honest about that, you know. And a lot of black women don't even know that they're hurt. They just think that this is how they're supposed to be, the hard edge, that hardcore. And I'm like,
rewind.
You know, you know, but but we got to be honest about it. You know, that's the first step. It's just being honest about it. Like, we're both hurt. You know what I mean? Like, black men, you know, it's hard to walk down the street and not get killed by police. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and black women got to deal with the challenges that the black men sometimes, you know, for lack of a better term, unload on her. You know what I mean? Because they don't have an outlet or they don't have a teaching otherwise. So it's a challenge. So for me, what I try to do is, you know, reach who's listening. You know, so if you're listening and you want to learn like that, I would be glad to put more black families together and teach black men how to take that lead expression. Because to me, you know, the black woman needs to be taught. Women need to be taught, period. And when I say taught, I mean by a man who knows his place, who can say, listen, I'm going to love you. I want you to love me. And that's what I do. Like, what I put out is how I want to be loved. You know what I mean? And how I want to be treated. How I want to be revered. How I want to be respected. So I give it. And that's the secret to it. If you want to get it, you got to give it. And as a man, a natural leader, you have to teach how you are to be loved. So if you're disrespectful, you know, then that's what you're teaching. And don't be surprised when you get that back. But if you are very respectful and appreciative and adoring and concerned and intimately connected, and you recognize it, and you find, you know, ways to shine and polish black women in every opportunity you get, then if she is paying attention, then you should get that back. So, you know, it is what it is. If that's what you want, then that's what you get. That's the secret to it.
Hold on one second. I have something for you. Hold on.
All we need to do is put that in the Wikipedia and
run
it.
That's all.
Let's just go ahead and Wikipedia that whole conversation.
That's right.
Call it the Black Women Reunited.
Love.
Yeah.
Reunited. Listen, didn't that sound like
good.
Dr. Calm right there? That was Dr. Calm's show. Ladies and gentlemen, Vibrate and Elevate will be having a special segment called Dr. Calm, the Love Doctor Show. Because this dude got it. He got it, okay?
And he willing to
Dr.
share it.
Calm.
Oh, he ain't selfish.
He willing to
Let's
share
do it.
It.
Let's do it.
So on this real live, 305 real live in full effect, ladies and gentlemen, Calm is going to be in the Miami Fort Lauderdale area next week, 5/15/15. Oh my goodness. Listen.
It's going
on
down.
On the fifth floor.
It's going down.
tell us about your performance. Okay.
Well, listen, Miami is my hands down favorite city to perform poetry in, because the 305 goes harder than any other city, and I have been in every major metropolitan city in the United States twice. Miami goes hard when it comes to showing love to a spoken word artist that they feel. I don't know how you feel about artists that you don't feel, but I've never had that problem. So when I come to Miami, when I come to Miami, it is just oiled up legs, stilettos, painted toes, shiny lip gloss, and a whole lot of you know, and a whole lot of leg crossing, and I love that. Like when I'm standing up, you sitting in the front row, I'm gonna need you to cross your legs 2-3 times. I need you to adjust the skirt, like tuck it, like pull it down, tug at it a little bit. I love that. I love that. You know, because then I get a show too. You know, I'm gonna give you a show, but you know, if you give me a show back, then it's like a fair exchange. So I'm going to be in Miami doing my album. I've never done an album like this. This is strictly what the title says, love, sex, and wordplay. And anybody that has ever heard me perform knows, you know, I'm nice with the love. You know, I'm going to get you there with the sex, and the wordplay is just ridiculous. So we're going to have a great time at this CD release. And it's going to be my girl Ingrid D's birthday celebration. Myself and a couple other poets. One of them I'm familiar with, Godchild from Norfolk, Virginia. He's a monster as well. I got to shout my brother out. And Justice 305, he's a beast as well. Got to shout him out. That's my boy. Listen, I've been coming to Miami for almost 10 years. And, you know, it's always love. It's always love. So this is the very first CD release that I'm doing in Miami first. Like, this album is not available anywhere yet. But Miami is going to get it first. Because I think Miami knows how to deal with it, you know, how to receive it, how to touch it, and how to make it feel right. So I'm going to just let Miami do Miami. This Friday, 5:15, at the Piano Bar in Hollywood, it's bananas. 9 p.m. is the start time. And for all the ticketing information, you go to onthebside.com, on the B, the letter B, onthebside.com. It's special pricing for the tickets, so you got to get it before a certain time or the price go up. So I'm just suggesting all your listeners go right now. And get it, you know,
right
why the price is what it is. Not now, but right now. And
right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the link is right there in the show description.
Yeah.
The link to B-Side Entertainment is in the show description. The link to the Piano Bar is there. The link to Mr. Keep On Moving is there. The link to Zena Remus Controversy, all of that is in the show description.
Miss Controversy, I gotta. Miss Zema Reed pointed it out, and I don't want anybody to be surprised. So, you know, I'm gonna just keep it 100 and let y'all know that I cut my locks off. I don't have locks anymore. Do not have locks anymore. So, you know, instead of running your fingers through my hair,
Wait a minute, Samson.
You know, I mean, instead of running the fingers through the hair, you could just rub my head, and you know, we'll call it even.
Listen,
I like that pause right there. I like that pause right there.
Yeah.
Other than locks, the number one, the Caesar, that's my next favorite. So he's still on.
There we go. You know, I'm going to keep it 100 with my audience, man. Like, my fans show me so much love. I don't ever want them to have any reason to feel away. So I'm going to let you know what it is. I cut the hair off, but the poetry's still the same. And this album is fire. You hear me? Fire. Y'all got a little taste of it.
You said it's exclusive for Miami, right?
For Miami is getting the release. Nobody has seen or heard this album but this show tonight and in Miami this coming Friday. This is the exclusive release, and that's what it is. And when I come back to my area, I'm going to do a whole other situation.
Listen, ladies only right now, what he's saying about, first of all, if you're anywhere in the Palm Beach, forget that. If you're anywhere like from Orlando south, I think you need to make a weekend trip and come to Fort Lauderdale, because this event is going to be standing room only. I already know that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a given. So please go ahead and do what you need to do, because I've already done what I need to do to get my table in the front. Baby, well, I don't use baby oil, but shea butter. Yes, shea butter. And I have my heels already. So I'll be lined up.
and waiting on this wordplay. And I hope you heard what he was saying earlier. He said, I can't quote him directly, but love, sex, and then the wordplay is going to get you there. So, ladies that are out there, your man or your poet or whoever he is, if the wordplay is not even making you quiver, you might want to revisit how fly he is. You might want to revisit how effective he is, because those words that are coming out of his mouth should speak life to you in more than one way. And so I hope you feel what I'm saying, because it's nothing like talking to somebody and they ain't saying nothing. Do you understand? Thank you. Z Marie, amen.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Stop it. So listen, Mr. Complex, I need to know a little bit about this 15 years. Like I mentioned that, you know, on the show earlier, that you are the most professional poet that I've ever, you know, met. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey and coming to this point where I think you may be feeling your most creative right now?
Okay. You're going in and out a little bit. So.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
You said a little bit about my 15-year journey?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, I consider you the most professional poet that I've ever met. And I wanted to know a little bit about, you know, how you got to this point. Because we did a show called Kill the Starving Artist and Business Fallatio. And we'll talk about that a little later. But the starving artist is always associated with the poet, right? And young artists, whether it's, you know, art or music. But for you to be in this game for 15 years, you haven't been starving for 15 years. So
no.
To be it.
No.
Hmm? I didn't catch that.
No, I just said no. Yeah, I definitely have not been starving for 15 years.
Right. And so I'm pretty sure it'll be valuable to our listeners to know, hey, so
absolutely.
How did you get to this point and still maintain your creativity, still maintain your vision to do this thing? And now I was saying that I'm pretty sure you may be somewhere at your most creative, your most effective with all of these years under your belt.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, you're going in and out. So let me just try to answer the question from what I did here. You know, in portion of that tenure, there was a lot of struggle because I didn't know what I needed to know or know what I know now. So I didn't have a plan. I just kind of jumped in. And, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, you learn how to hustle real quick and hard. So I just employed all my hustle. But over the years, I definitely developed an appreciation for the business aspect of it. And in doing that, I was able to really secure some footholds. And, you know, footholds meaning, you know, you have your artistry and your talent. Okay, that's cool. But then you need to definitely understand certain dynamics like marketing. You know what I mean? That came from reading. A lot of that came from reading on business, the business of any. Kind of is what it is overall. So the general template as far as know, to become successful and to be able to get consistency.
Okay. Thank you. I think something's up with Blog Talk or maybe some of the lines that you were going in and out as well. Z Marie, can you hear us?
I'm still there. You're going in and out, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I can hear too, and it's going in and out.
I think that's Blog Talk. Okay. That I wanted, that sucks right now because I wanted you to spit a piece. And I can't leave the show without you doing that.
I would love for you, at whichever piece you would like to share with us, you can spit something for us.
Okay. See now?
Sure, shoot.
Okay, so I'm going to just jump in. Hopefully you'll hear everything.
We got you. I can hear you.
I said, if I'm going to just jump into it, I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
So this poem is called Time Management, and this is for all my people. I'm a rookie. And for people who are, when I say rookie, like, for people who are in value, we're talking about making sure that you always spend your time wisely. I need to get on my knees and kiss you. That you moan and breathe in three languages. And your eyes roll. Some of the things I see you and I doing that I have your pretty parts and your thoughts so moist your ears low to your finely tuned it that we could just look at each other real hard and let our mind the real thing. Breath for breath, death and resurrection, your request and suggestion, you on stars drip light all over the sky. I need to pour honey all over your thigh. Soft. Tuck a bass note on the inside of my bottom lip. Flattered. Because the way I flip it and how you thinking it was connected to four dots. Face with your chocolate. Sloppy. All over my face with your chocolate. Watch me. You don't have open while I have you stop and ask you, do you want me to stop? No. Say it. You want all of me, Ma. I can see it in that face you making. And I love that face you making. Real good. You're supposed to be a little sore. And you're supposed to want a little more. You're so greedy. And I'm so better to cervix, I will walk through your epidermis, feel me the next day. And when you're talking on your way to work, feel me on the way up your skirt, will it hurt? When you work, she misses, doesn't she? Well, I miss her too, and I love that she. Lay down and relax, and you'll feel my hands play your spinal cord like a Triton chord. But you already nice and slow, nice and nasty. Then ask me who. I say who. Love you like how I love you. Love how we role play. Foreplay for 4 days. Roadway to orgasm. Shadow quiver, we get to aim, cook spicy, who? I say who, be off the hook. Blending hours, blending our naked truths, ending in you sweating me, we drenched in you. Hunger began. Like we need each other to live, so with the passion of the Christ, I got to pass one night. The bend open. It's some neck sex, and it's worth holding out for. So if you can't make love, if she cries, nothing less, and you're just wasting time. And that, time management.
Wow. Time management, huh?
Time management.
That's what time management is about, huh? Chocolate?
Honey,
listen,
I feel like
I was
you took your time through that. I'm sorry, Ms. Controversy. I just wanted to tell them I really like the pronunciation. I like the feeling. Wow, yeah.
Z Marie, you coming down for the performance?
Hey, listen, if I knew just 2 weeks ago, Southwest, yo, I would have had booked that thing, you feel me?
That's
Southwest,
up.
We having deals.
I was in the audience, and I swear this person had to be his biggest fan, quoting the poem as he was saying it word for word, and
mm-hmm.
It was the cutest thing to see. And so,
that's the kind of love I get. That's the kind of love I get in Miami. That's why.
Listen, Miami, it's something special. We call it a magic city for a reason.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of magic going on down here.
Yeah.
Listen, we want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on Vibrate and Elevate and to just vibe with us, raise the frequency of these listeners, these supporters, and everybody in the down South Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. We're really, really in wordplay. And I will be the first to get my copy. I look forward to that on 5/15/15. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, again, in the show description, please go ahead and make your reservations. I already know it's going to be standing room only, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a special event, special occasion, it's perfect to come out and support Calm at this event as well as the B-Side Entertainment, all right? Calm, do you have any closing remarks that you would like to leave with us or with our listeners?
I do. I just want to say thank you very much for the opportunity and to your listeners. I hope to see each and every one of you that's in the 305 South Florida area this Friday, 5/15. It's going to be a very special show, a very good time. If you've never experienced poetry before, this will be a great way to usher yourself into this whole new world of a almost tangible, tactile experience through words. And thanks again, Ms. Controversy.
Aw, you're welcome. And listen, Vibrate and Elevate is now your new home. Whenever you want a platform here, it's definitely provided. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, but look forward to a whole series of events, talks, conversations called Business Relatio, because I don't even know. I'm so excited about it right now. I don't even know what I want to say. But Business Fellatio is definitely coming to a town near you by way of Complex and Miss Controversy Bird and Miss Z Marie and whoever else needs to get on the stream. And we're gonna date you that coming soon. I mean coming soon, like KOM. Yeah. And soon. So thank you so much, and listen, vibrate higher every day of this week. Keep it
all
on
day.
The love, sexy, wordplay tip. Keep it on the elevated tip, and
all
we'll
day.
See you here at the same time, same place. Hopefully,
yeah.
We'll be ready for you next week with something new, something special. All right? Peace to you all.
Peace.
All right, let's roll this thing out. Some sexiness. Oh, shouts out to all the callers. Thank you for your support. Keep it sexy this week.